Hello, gay men. Welcome to Coming Inside Out. I'm your host, Brian James. Thank you so much for joining me today. Hey, last week I did my first solo episode, and several of you wrote in and told me that I did a great job. So I really appreciate that. It was the first time doing the podcast by myself. I was a little nervous. The episode was a little shorter. So thank you again for writing in and showing your support. In 2025, I am restructuring the podcast and I am very excited at the opportunity to do new things this season. So I hope to be bringing you some great content this year and I hope you continue to listen. And thinking about the podcast for 2025, it really took me back to the beginning of how this podcast came to be. And I thought, wow, when I first came out, the very first thing that happened for me after I acknowledged my sexuality was I went online and I found through Craigslist a website called Doublelist. And I shared this in the past season, but I found this website, Doublelist. And on that site is where I first discovered there was a community of closeted married men that were struggling with their sexuality. And from that site, I came to find Scruff, and then I came to find Grindr. From there, logging into Facebook, I found some amazing groups. Gay Fathers of Los Angeles was the first group that I found through Facebook, and that led me to Gay Fathers Worldwide. And through those groups, I found some amazing men. I formed some amazing relationships. And unlike Scruff and Grindr and these other sites, these men weren't looking for my dick pics. So they were looking to form friendships with me, and we really bonded just based on our life experiences. From talking to these gentlemen, it became very clear to me that I wanted to be of service in this community. I wanted to offer my support to anybody out there, whether you're a man or a woman, struggling with your sexuality. I wanted to put a voice out there to these people to let them know that they weren't alone. And through talking to several members in my Gay Fathers group, and also through being a guest on another podcast and telling my story, it was pretty clear to me that the best way to reach people was through a podcast. And that is how the podcast was born. And over the last year, this podcast has really become my passion project. I've spent a lot of time and energy learning how to produce, create, and market a podcast. So it's been a great learning experience for me. But most importantly, I started to learn about the LGBTQ community. Prior to coming out, I really didn't have any knowledge of the community. I knew there were gay people. I knew there was gay events. I wasn't familiar with pride. I wasn't familiar with equality. I wasn't familiar with anything related to the gay community. This podcast really became my passion project. I immediately started researching the LGBTQ community. I logged on to several sites. I started reading about equality. I started researching topics. I started researching organizations. And from there, any given day of the week, you could find me talking to my children about the LGBTQ community and topics that I had read about, information that I had learned, and just really instilling this information into them that I didn't have prior, just to help give them some compassion for the LGBTQ community. Once the podcast was aired, I was blessed to hear back from several people that had listened to the first episodes, and I heard from them, and I also was able to learn from them. Several of you have written in and allowed me to share in your journey and allowed me to share your journey with other listeners, which I am so appreciative of, blessed, and honored with. And it has really been uplifting, and it's been a joy for me to see how the LGBTQ community has progressed over the years. Several of you have written in and shared where you're at in your coming out journey, and something I would like to bring to you. I don't know if any of you have listened to the podcast Out Late with David, but this past week, he did an interview with a gentleman by the name of Mark Dembo, and Mark was my roomie in Saugatuck, Michigan. He is an amazing man. He told the story of his coming out, which is quite recent, to his wife, and just how amazing that experience has been for him. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to that, if you're one of the people that has written into me and you're on the bubble about when you're going to come out and how you're going to come out and what it might possibly look like for you, I encourage you to find that podcast Out Late with David and listen to his latest episode with Mark. And I have also finally figured out the technical side of this whole podcast. So in the near future, I am finally going to be able to have guests on the show. So that's amazing. If you are somebody who has thought about being on the podcast, if you would like your voice to be heard, if you would like your story to be heard, I encourage you to reach out to me at comingsideout@gmail.com. If you want to write into the podcast, you know that I've read your emails in the past. Everything is confidential. I don't give out your email address. I don't give out your name. So if there's something you'd like to share, if there's something you'd like the other listeners to give you feedback on, please write in again, comingsideout@gmail.com. A topic I would like to bring up today is the DEI, which is the Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion policies that a lot of companies have either implemented or have adhered to for several years. And in recent news, you'll see that large retailers such as Target, Lowe's, Amazon, McDonald's, and several others, if you go online, you'll be able to see who those companies are, have decided that they're going to remove those policies. And for me, it seems small-minded because I think a lot of people think that the DEI is specific to the LGBTQ community, which it is not. These policies affect veterans. They affect people with disabilities, and they also affect minority groups. Policies have been put into place to really protect a lot of classes and to provide protection for the employees that work within those organizations. So it feels like a step back in 2025 to see companies removing these safeguards for their employees. I'm online and I see that there is just so much, I don't know, it feels like hatred going around recently with the transgender community. So I feel like this is really a time that we need to be kind to one another. We need to be supporting each other. And we also need to be heard. I really don't know what the steps are. I've seen on social media that people are now boycotting Walmart. They're boycotting Target. There's this massive movement towards Ben & Jerry's because they are a very LGBTQ plus corporation. Also Costco. I see that people are opening up Costco memberships and choosing to go there instead of shopping online with Amazon, Target, or Walmart. And I really don't know what the answer is. When I first came out in 2020, I had discovered that Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby were two organizations organizations that were not LGBTQ friendly. And I personally boycotted both of those. I know at some point in time, In-N-Out Burger was donating money to the Republican Party, and I boycotted them. I don't know what the answer is today. I would love to hear from the listeners and find out what they're doing with this information. Are they using alternative stores? Are they using alternative websites? What are they doing going forward? What does this look like? I would like to get that information out to our listeners. Are you continuing to shop at Target, Walmart, on Amazon? Have you moved over to Costco? Are there other companies that you have chosen to support? Are you remaining silent? It feels like in the last week, a lot has been coming at the LGBTQ community. I would love to be able to share with people who are tuning into the podcast. I would love this information for myself as well. I'm looking to support our community the best ways that I can possibly. I want to remain optimistic and positive during these times. I want to provide support. So your input is valuable to me and to this podcast. And with that, thank you so much for tuning in today. I know that these have been shorter episodes, but in my restructuring process, I am planning to bring on some guests. So bear with me as I get things figured out, and I look forward to bringing you another episode next Tuesday. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful afternoon.